here at the 2015 World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, and Dr. Liz Wagstrom, National Pork Producers Council Chief Veterinarian, is sitting here with me. First of all, tell me a little bit about your role for the National Pork Producers Council.
Sure. I work between Washington, D.C. and our Des Moines office and pretty much handle all of our science and technology issues except for the environment. My big areas that I work with a lot are preparing for emerging diseases, foreign animal diseases, public health issues around antibiotic resistance. And then we have a second veterinarian on staff that I supervise who's involved with animal welfare and food safety.
Well, there's lots of hot issues when it comes to the pork industry, but antibiotics comes to the forefront when we're talking about new and kind of trending hot topic issues. Tell me a little bit about the antibiotic issues and where we're going to see the pork industry going in the next year.
It's really a fast-moving issue. Over the last 4 or 5 years, FDA has been working on a strategy to remove all growth promotion uses, what they call production uses, of antibiotics that are in classes used in human medicine. And along with that, then the therapeutic uses, which are to control, prevent, and treat disease, those uses need to be under veterinary oversight. So that involves a lot of regulation changes, a lot of label changes that the drug manufacturers are going to need to do. And in fact, just today, they finalized the rule on what this veterinary feed directive would look like. So by the end of next year, in fact, by the time you're here next year at Expo, I hope a lot of those changes are underway, but by the end of next year, producers will no longer be able to use antibiotics that are important to human health to help promote growth in animals.
So how are we bridging this transition with the producer?
Well, we're doing a lot of outreach through both the veterinary community and then with Pork Board and producer communications to say, you know, be prepared, sit down with your veterinarian, go through all of your current uses of antimicrobials, reevaluate them, try to understand what's going on and what you're going to need to change. Pork Board is changing the PQA Plus program so that it'll also reflect those changes.
How about educating the veterinarians? Because it's going to be a new change for them as well.
It's going to be a big change. And so the veterinarians as well as the feed mills need to be prepared. Our American Association of Swine Veterinarians has an outreach to their members, as well as AVMA, the American Veterinary Medical Association, will be working to educate their members and working through the state veterinary medical associations as well.
Well, what other issues when it comes to animal health are we? You know, we've had PRRS and PED on the forefront of our brains for the last for many years, and specifically the last year with PED. Tell me a little bit of an update on that.
PED actually has been kind of quiet this winter, and I feel like we need to knock on wood and hope it stays quiet. So we're actually reevaluating what happens with the program. Does it need to continue to be a federally reported disease? Are we at a point where we should consider whether we actually try to eliminate it from the United States? Do we know how to control it in individual situations? So I think we're kind of in a reevaluation process, continue to hopefully keep watching it, keep trying a lot of the same things that have helped us control it this year, and see if perhaps next winter we continue to be quiet, then can we start thinking about marching it out of the United States.
Well, that's what we want to hear. Anything else you'd like to add to kind of help educate or inform producers and consumers alike about the pork industry?
Well, of course, for our consumers, you need to know that all the things that our farmers are doing on farm helps put a safe, nutritious product on the table. And one of the things we've been working with, it's not really veterinary medicine, but we've been working closely on the dietary guidelines and trying to make sure that the dietary guidelines reflect the importance of high-quality proteins such as pork in the diet.
Well, thank you, Liz. Once again, talking with Dr. Liz Wagstrom, Chief Veterinarian for NPPC here at the World Pork Expo. I'm Jamie Johansson.